Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I sure hope everyone's doing well. Welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin, as I usually do. This little cabin's nestled in the trees out behind the house. I don't have a campfire going today. It's a little bit warm down here in Texas for that, but I do have a cup of hot coffee here, as I do every Saturday morning. I'm listening to Western Swing and other things, and now I have the privilege of visiting with all you folks. You know, this past week I went out to a pay lake. A place where you go catch catfish and you pay not to get in there, but you pay by the pound. And I wrote my newspaper column that runs in about 42 different newspapers, my outdoor column this week, on fishing options. You know, different ways people fish. One thing is to buy a boat, equip it with all the fish finding gear that you need, register it, pay for fuel, et cetera, et cetera. That's going to cost you quite a few dollars, honestly. Another option on fishing is to hire a fishing guide. Lots of fun. As an old outdoor writer, I've fished with probably several hundred guides in my 29 years of writing about the outdoors. Good way to go fishing, too. You can fish off the bank at a reservoir, and you know, sometimes your luck may not be as good as others, but that's another option. A pay fishing lake, though, is a viable option for many people. And I went out to Texas Fishing LLC. You can Google Texas Fishing LLC. And my new buddy Brandon was raised right there. He owns the place now. There's lakes that are stocked with hatchery-raised fish, not fish from the wild. These are hatchery-raised fish. And the lakes are teeming with catfish. The way it operates is, this is very unique. I fished other pay lakes in the past, but I really kind of did a study on this, and you know how they differ from other places, and they do. Brandon's operation does differ from any I've ever been to. It's kind of a semi-guided, if you will, bank fishing trip. You furnish your own tackle. If you don't have it, they've got tackle there that they'll rent to you, and they have good baits there that the catfish are going to bite. Of course, they want them, the fish, to bite, so you'll catch them and, you know, buy their fish. That's what makes it tick. But they have, when, say, a group's out there, and on the weekends they're open, there's lots of people fishing, but there's lots of waters out there. They have guys with nets that come by, net your fish for you. That's the semi-guided part that was new to me. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, getting your fish in, carrying nets and all that. They're right there on each lake. So when you catch a fish, they bring it in for you, put it on a stringer. And then when you reach the amount of fish that you need for your fish fry, you stop fishing. They have a cleaning station up there, and they can zip through those things and do a professional job. And you leave with some ice down fillets for your fish fry. But this type of operation, regardless of where you're at, you probably don't have to go too far to find a pay lake. And that's the crux of my newspaper column this week and of this little show, is to talk about another option for people. And you don't have to be a child or someone that's not mobile to do this kind of fishing. Brandon told me that he's got several fishermen that actually quit fishing the lakes and just start, you know, they found it cheaper. They love to eat catfish, and they always catch them when they come to his place. So I thought that was something unique. It is a little bit different than what I normally write about or talk about, but it's something that you might want to consider doing yourself sometime. It's my daughter, son-in-law, and two of my grandkids were there. We started fishing about 8:30. Within an hour and a half, we had plenty of fish for a humongous fish fry that evening, and we were on our way home. So that might be a place for you to check out. I'm going to post that newspaper column here on our website, hppr.org, and just look under Features and then Outdoors with Luke. Folks, we are out of time. Make sure and tune in next week. We're going to spend about 5 minutes and have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.